Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sif Spoil, where we are not afraid of spoilers of the movie. We're going to be talking a little bit about Run and, you know, all the hanging threads, romances, jokes, Easter eggs, cameos, deaths, resurrections, and post-credit sequences that we may not have talked about before.
They all die.
All right. So really, there's two main spoilers here that we can kind of talk about that advance the plot. One of them happens pretty early, which is the fact that we learn that, you know, she is not her actual mother, that she stole her.
We don't learn that early.
Well, that's like towards the end. I would say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking wrong. I thought that happened pretty early on.
We find out she's not really...
Not really like...
I don't know what all she's sick. Does she have some illnesses, but not all?
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Yes. No, I just got them reversed. We find out that her mom's lying to her and that it's... What is that called when somebody...
Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah, Munchausen by proxy. And
well, is it?
I think you're right. I think that's... I don't know the exact word, but I want to say that's right.
Well, that's like... do you remember the Patricia Arquette, The Act?
Yeah.
That show? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there was another one with Amy Adams, right?
That I live in.
Wow.
Wasn't there another one with Amy Adams, a story that was Munchausen by proxy as well? What was that called?
Yeah, her daughter?
No, not Arrival. I was like, what are you talking about? Let's see. How do you even spell that? Munchausen by proxy.
Munchausen?
I think this qualifies. It's where you purposely keep someone ill so you have to take care of them. So we find out that pretty early that she's kind of doing this to her. And then the second twist is that we find out that she's not really her mom, which I kind of figured once we kind of knew the first twist, but the movie holds on to it like we don't know it's coming.
Okay. I feel like an idiot because that was a big surprise for me.
Oh, nice. No, we say this often on this show. Don't ever feel like an idiot for not figuring out a twist or a story movement because... You know, it's just, it's random why it pops into your brain sometimes and why you think of things that, you know, may or may not happen. So, yeah, we don't twist judge here.
I was kind of like early on, I was like, I think this might be a Munchausen by proxy sort of thing. But I had no idea that she wasn't her mom.
Right,
like,
right.
That totally took me. And because, at that point, that's why I was kind of questioning if it's actually Munchausen by proxy, but I guess it doesn't have to be somebody you're related to.
No.
Just anybody, you know, as long as you are making them a dependent on you.
Sharp Objects was the name of the other show. Sharp Objects.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
Yeah.
I'm with Susan on this one. I did not see the whole not your mama thing coming.
Yeah. Obviously knew she was, I thought she was sick at a young age and she got better, but mom liked to keep her like that. So she just wanted to keep her sick. That's all. So the twist of her not being the mom was like, wow.
Yeah. I think for me, I was already inclined to think that way from the opening scene. Something triggered in my brain in that opening scene, which we see her looking at, you know, them working on a baby, and then they bring her into, you know, what we know now is say goodbye to the baby. But because they never showed the infant in that situation, I was predisposed to think, okay, did the infant die? Like, why aren't they showing us, you know, whether or not? And so when we see that, you know, she has a daughter there at the beginning, and then already I'm thinking, well, maybe it's not her daughter. And that's before I even thought about the Munchausen by proxy thing. So because I was already thinking that way, maybe once I knew the by proxy stuff, I was like, oh, I think that's where we're going here. But yeah, it's just, it's weird how the brain triggers on stuff like that. But I just, I didn't know why we weren't seeing, you know, the baby if it were still alive. But yeah, it's, I don't know. For me, I felt like the movie did a good job revealing its secrets. You know, like I felt like that was one of the parts of the tension that worked is the movie. I think it didn't feel extremely ahead of or behind the audience, which is, I think, that the trick you kind of have to do in a movie like this. So yeah, I thought it worked out pretty well.
Can we talk about the horrible ending?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things we need to talk about for sure. Yeah. Susan, why don't you tell us about that ending and why it ticked you off so much?
I don't even know why she had to like go visit her, honestly.
Right.
I would feel like, I kind of wish we saw her like meet her family. That's what I would have wanted to see.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
See like what that would 100%. Have been like. Like,
100%.
Oh, hi. Like, I don't care about Sarah Paulson anymore. Like, or if anything, just show
like,
me.
It was like
her
6 months
hospital.
Later or something too. It yeah. wasn't even like, you know, the next week or something.
It
where it was
7 years later.
Oh yeah.
No, you're right. It was 7 years yeah. later. I'm like, you've been visiting her just to like, and like, I didn't like that she was like telling her about her life. Like, even though I know she's like poisoning her, like, why, like, let move on from her, and like I like that she was kind of at least trying to get revenge, but it wasn't as satisfying. I just felt like she's still holding on to her, she's still controlling her life.
I didn't like that she was trying to get revenge. I think it changes yeah. that whole character. It does not, you know, like, all of a sudden, I guess the movie wants us to think that like makes her like stronger or something, yeah. but in my perspective, it makes her weaker. It because it's,
she's supposed to be better than her,
right? Yeah. Exactly.
But now she's falling down, stooping down to her level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so yeah, I really didn't like, because I was rooting for her the whole time. I loved that character. You know, I loved, like, you know, the things that she went through just to escape were yeah. you know, really amazing and incredible. And you know, that climb across the roof, you know, mm-hmm. Is just astonishing and really well done. And then to turn her into somebody with so much like vengeance in them that they would spend 7 years just stewing in it and poisoning her. And I was just like,
I mean, she's married too. Like, you can right. see she's got a, like, I'm like, why are you still going to her?
And it kind of negates what I thought was the whole point of the movie, which was the back and forth of you need me, I don't need you. And it's like, yeah. so is the movie saying she does need her? Like, she needs that relationship, even though it's reversed? Like, why wouldn't she let it go? Like, if the point of the movie is that she didn't need her, shouldn't she let it go? I don't know. I found it to be a complete shift.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, you have to deal with the fact that the entire movie pretty much is her trying to escape from Sarah Paulson. And at the end, she's able to escape, but she keeps going back to her. So it kind of negates the entire purpose of the movie as well, where the entire purpose is to escape your attacker, you know, your oppressor. But now it's the movie decides, oh, I want to reverse it and make the oppressor the oppressed. And I don't know what kind of message, if any, that's trying to send.
Yeah.
To the audience.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. I don't understand why she would. The movie's called Run. Like, you have a chance to run away from her. Like, don't come back to her at all.
Yeah.
But it makes me see, and that's what makes me think, like, did you? The only thing I can think of why you would go back to her is if you didn't get to reconnect with your own parents. And so like that, if that's the only parent left in her life that she like wants to, even though it's revenge, like maybe, because I feel like if she did reconnect with her parents, she definitely wouldn't want to see her anymore. But I don't know.
Did she kick her down the stairs or did she just get shot and fall?
She shot and fell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's even that thing there where it's like, they don't even really give her revenge in the comeuppance moment, which is generally where you're going to, you know, feel it the best as an audience member, is in the heat of the comeuppance, where it's like, you know, then you understand the revenge a little bit more, at least as a human, and you don't necessarily have the same expectations of, you know, being above it and those kind of things, because you're in the heat of that moment. So if she had done something then, like kicked her down the stairs or, you know, turned around to be in the gunfire or whatever, just something where she's responsible for her death or comeuppance, I think the audience goes along with it a little bit better than a title card that says 7 years later and she's poisoning her. And also to do the weird 1-2 punch of, wait, are you trying to make us believe that they're all nicey-nicey and then the poisoning? Because both of those things make no sense.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. It just, yeah, it's a complete failure of an ending. But again, what's sad is it's like, oh, this is the movie you want it to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I thought I was watching a different movie for the first 80%. There's a little bit of that more towards the ending that feels a little more over the top. But for most of the movie, I just thought it was really pretty authentic and it felt really good.
So. I think the ending falls into the trope, like the horror film trope or the thriller trope, whatever you want to call it. Like in the hospital where Sarah Paulson makes the code blue go off and then all the nurses and all the doctors are like, oh, we got to go. And I'm like, that's not how code blues work.
I was going to ask you, do all the doctors leave in a code blue?
It's all the nurses in the ward go and check, and then once all the doctors, they like handpick like the this is from somebody who used to work in a hospital, they handpick like the head nurses on the floor, and they're the ones to stay in there, because you can't have 50 nurses and 30 doctors in one room, you know. You got to have room for like an anesthesiologist, a doctor, a primary nurse, and a couple others, and that's about it.
Yeah, it just got really weird and strange there at the end. Any other kind of moments from the movie you wanted to pull out and shine a light on?
I want to point out how stupid that pharmacist was. Like, that was maybe the most frustrating. Like, the mailman was smarter than her.
I love the mailman. Yeah. I really like the mailman.
Because she's like, yeah, I believe this girl. I want to take her to the police. Like, all this. That idiot pharmacist, first of all, buying into the game. Dumb.
I love games. worst bit of dialogue of the year. I love games.
And I love that she caught that just from the fact that she sees a photo of her in an escape room. Like, that just makes you like, oh, okay, you went to an escape room once, so therefore you love games. Okay. But why do you think she's asking about these pills that you see are prescribed to her mom or whatever, and you're saying, oh, but it's for a dog? You're not even thinking like, wait, do y'all have a dog? Like she's just like, what is it, a trip? Like, I she was an idiot in that moment. She should have been like, my mom's poisoning me, call the police.
Yeah, but then it would have been over too quickly and the movie needed the movie for a little longer. So
of course,
yeah no, you're right.
Or the Brooklyn bro that she calls on the phone. He ain't never gonna come back to me.
And she's like, no, of course you're like, you sound like a reasonable man. Oh, I do?
Okay, I am a reasonable man.
Let me help you now. Let me just go ahead and help you.
You stroked
out now.
My ego, so yeah. I'm totally different now.
Again, I don't know why she didn't call 911.
Yeah.
Did anybody else think that she was gonna 3D print a weapon to escape? Or like 3D print a key to get through the door. And like the 3D printer, they spent so much time in the beginning. I'm like, oh, okay, that's going to come back later and be used somehow. Nope.
No.
No, I didn't have that thought. But that's interesting.
Would have been good.
Maybe I should have written it.
Maybe. Anything else? Any other scenes or moments that you guys wanted to talk about, chat about? What about the fact that this movie has a college application plot line?
I mean, that one was obvious. That was really obvious. She was hoarding it or hiding them.
Right. You know, there's a lot obvious about this movie. And for the first, you know, part of it, it's okay because I'm still along for the ride. Like I'm believing the characters enough. I'm believing the character choices enough. And then, just something shifts towards the end where it's like, oh, we're now everything's ridiculous and unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Well, there you go. Some spoilers for you on Run. Thank you for tuning into the SIFT spoil. Anytime we have stuff we can't say during the regular episode that we want to make sure we say, we will do this. So we'll catch you the next time we need to do one of these. Bye.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.